Hello, hello. I am so excited for the show. I feel like rehearsals have been going on for so long, and the fact that we're finally getting to the fun part. Listen, it's the fun part for me. I get to do all the makeup. Well, this is the first time that I am doing the leads makeup, so I went all out. I got a bunch of new products that I want to try on you, and I think if this goes well, they might offer me the job full time, so no pressure, no pressure at all, but I was just figuring if you had some extra time while, you know, they're doing that musical number, it's gonna take him forever, he cannot hit that harmony for the life of him, I just want to test some of these products on your face. Well, we do have that transformation, right? In between act one and two, you lose your eyebrows. Yeah, so instead of just shaving them off and drawing on fake eyebrows for the first half and then getting rid of them for the second half, I thought you might like it better if you could keep your eyebrows. Yeah. And so for the second act, I will just cover them with our special effects makeup. Much better. Okay, good. I'm so glad you agree. I bought some really nice products that I think will cover them perfectly. It's all hypoallergenic, but we can, you know, test it first. That way, you know, if anything makes you break out or is uncomfortable, we won't find out the night of the show. No. And as you know, doing stage makeup is a little bit different than doing your everyday natural look. So I did want to find your color so I can do your face and your foundation. So I think we are going to use a little bit of this. This is grease paint, so this is going to go over. Are we doing a bald cap for you? No, but we're doing a bald cap for Shelly. Oh yeah, Shelly is gonna... Honestly, I think Shelly was made to be bald anyway. I got those nice bald caps. Oh yeah. I mean, I'm just glad that this is a limited run show. These are not the reusable kind, so we're gonna have to do that every night on her. Just be glad it's not you. You're losing your eyebrows, but at least you're not losing all your hair there. So that might be useful there. I have this great set of colors to really blend in any effects that we want to do. So over your eyebrows, instead of just covering them, it might look very, you know, blank, like a little too smooth and creamy. We're gonna add in like some slight skin modeling and texture because your character ages quite a bit in between act one and two. Okay, I thought so. So we're gonna add about 10 years to the face utilizing that, and then we're going to match you for your dermacolor. This is like camouflage foundation. So if you had tattoos up your neck, we could cover those, you know. But I want to make sure I get the right match. We'll probably be mixing a couple colors here and there. We have plenty of starting base colors to choose from. I have another palette around here just to make sure that we can get that nice, be able to mix and match what we need. Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be quite good. And you'll be set. You'll be set for that stage. So, really what I wanted to do today is do a tiny foundation test, a tiny lip test, because we don't want it to be too out there, too obvious, but we do need to add some color to your lips. That way, you know, when people are in the front row, they can still see movement, see some color, some life. And the brows, we'll do your brows. And when the director sees your brows, yeah, I'm gonna get that promotion. I'm gonna get that promotion. Lashes? What do you think? Need some lashes today? No, probably a bit much. That's all right. That's all right. But okay, let's get started. Do you have anything on your face right now? I'm going to open this micellar water, really gentle, gentle cleanser, just to remove any leftover makeup, dirt, etc. So I'm just gonna get that on a reusable cotton pad here. It's nice and clean, don't worry. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to start cleansing your face. Okay, great. Go down the sides, down your nose, down the other side. Get your forehead there. Okay, great. Not much at all. But we like a nice, fresh base. And we have our primer here. This is the Kryolan Micro Primer. And this is going to minimize visible pores and fine lines. It will enhance the application of the makeup. Do you have any allergies at all? I'll read all the ingredients. Luckily, everything is very hypoallergenic, allergy-friendly. But I'll check everything. Just get this here. And I'm going to apply it with my fingers, if that's okay. So here we have the micro primer bottle. This is just a 1 ounce little bottle of it. I figure if I like this, I can order the big one. I'm just gonna put a little bit on my fingers. And with this, it really glides on the skin. Just close that up here. So a little goes a long way. Okay, get that on my fingers. And we're just gonna go down your nose, on the sides, the T-zone really. It's where I find it hard to get the foundation to be the smoothest, so I'm going to work it into your forehead there, down the sides and your cheeks, and your chin, your jawline, a little bit under the chin, around the neck, just the leftovers there. Perfect. Perfect, perfect. And now that you're all primed, we're going to test some colors of the foundation. Okay, I'm going to look at the foundation colors here and here, and we're going to compare them. And do you know if you are cool undertone, warm undertone, neutral undertone? Most people don't. So the easiest way to tell, so here we have fair, light, medium, and dark, and that's your skin tone. The undertone would be warm, cool, and neutral. So cool undertones are pink, red, and blue. Warm undertones, peach, yellow, and gold. Neutral could be a combination of those. When I look at your wrist or your veins in natural light, that can tell me a lot about your undertones. Like if your veins appear more green, that would mean you have a warm undertone. Blue would be more cool, and a mixture of both might be neutral. But a lot of the times I can eyeball it pretty well, and we don't even know that we are properly assessing warm, cool undertones. So I'm going to take a little bit here. I'm going to use my sponge for this. Brand new ones, lucky you. Just kidding, I would use clean ones on everybody. These are super soft little orange sponges. It's going to apply very smoothly. So I think a combination of this color to start. It's going to be our best bet. We do this foundation, we'll have another session where we can do, you know, we have to contour, highlight, etc. But I think this is just about your color. If I mix in a touch here like that, just lightly deepen it. Pretty lovely. So for something like the green, we can use that to neutralize some of the redness right here. And then we'd be able to cover that. With the base color. And it's not very severe at all, so we don't need much. Great. Oh, I'm very happy with how this is applying. I won't do a full face on you. I don't want to waste the product, and I also don't think we need to do a full face. Mostly just a test. And I want you to just finish rehearsal with this patch on, and then when you're done, if you wouldn't mind coming to see me before you leave. I just want to make sure there's no creasing, dryness. I'm gonna set it with a little bit of powder, just some translucent powder here. I'm gonna use this for your brows as well. Okay. Setting that with the powder puff. Well done. I think the primer helped a lot. I like that. It like just applied a lot easier than I thought it would, which is good. All right. For the brows. The first thing we're going to do is start by covering your natural brow before we start to put anything over it. Obviously, we need to make it flat and close to your skin, as 2D as humanly possible. So I'm just going to give your eyebrows a little bit of a wipe again, just to really make sure they're all clean and clear. All right, you ready to say bye-bye to your eyebrows? Fantastic. So we start with the Hydro Spirit Gum. It is water-based spirit gum. Your eyebrows are not going to fall off. In fact, this will protect them quite well. I have this tiny bottle here. This is the Hydro Spirit Gum. Oh yeah, it's pretty liquidy. And this is going to be applied onto your brows. Go ahead and close your eyes for me, if you don't mind. OK. brush onto your brow. There we go. Now we want to let that sit for about a minute. I'm just going to wave my hand and start drying the spirit gum. We want it to get, instead of very liquidy, we want it to be a little bit tacky, like just a little bit sticky on your brows. And it's not going to pull them out, I promise. I have some great removal products anyway. They'll be able to take off all this because it's very heavy duty makeup that's going on. We have some great gentle cleansers and removers. Okay. Okay, see, that's getting a little bit stickier. Exactly what we want. It's exactly what we want. Now we get to use a spatula here. And I'm going to press down with this little plastic spatula onto your eyebrows to flatten that out. Go ahead and hold still. Does that feel strange? Very good. Other side. Hold still. Just going to flatten the brow here. Okay. All right, look straight ahead for me. There you go. Okay. Good. Nice. So we powder after that. I'm surprised one layer seemed like it's doing well. Well done for your brows. Good job. So we just give it a little bit of the translucent powder that I put on before. Just going to powder puff that. And the excess, I will brush off with this big fluffy powder brush. Now that we got all that product on there, get the extra off. Okay. Good. Now's the fun part. We have the eyebrow wax and plastic. I purchased this eyebrow plastic, tested it on myself, was very happy with the results. It kind of just comes in this plastic tube, looks very fleshy, but don't worry, we'll be able to cover it in the proper color for you. And this scar and effect wax came with something else that I used. I wanted to compare the ingredients here. See, I believe I want to use this. This one, the formula's a little bit different. I suppose we could just experiment, give it a go. This one in the small dish. Let's see if I can even get it open. My hands are nice and oily from all the makeup products. Well, the answer is no. I can't get it open. So you know what? I didn't even want to use this one anyway. I think it's probably faint garbage. We'll use this one. Superior eyebrow plastic. So we get a little bit of this plastic onto the spatula here, and this is going over the brow. I'm actually going to use my fingers for this. Just take a little bit at a time. kind of warms up on the hand. And we're just going to apply over the brow. Once again, a little goes a long way. We'll build it up. But it melts perfectly, I think, with the heat of your skin. Now this is providing like fake skin over your brow hairs, so it's smooth as if nothing were there. And that's the thing, is because we're not drawing on new brows for you. You're just no brow. You're absolutely no brow, correct? Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Okay, turn to the side a little bit. Look at the ends there. Fantastic. Now this needs some sealer. This will help the product come off as well. Protection over latex foam wax models. And that way we can put our foundation over it. So we're going to seal the plastic that we just did. I mean, don't breathe it in, but you'll be okay. And we'll apply that over the brows. Nice and sealed. Fantastic. All right. So the foundation combination that we used, I think your brows a little bit lighter than this section here, so we'll just mix a bit less of what we're used to, and we're going to see if this camouflage really camouflages. Are you ready? Here we go. Oh, this is like magic. Absolute magic. Oh, I'm so pleased with this. It looks great. Your eyebrows are actually disappearing. And especially from stage. Oh, they won't be able to tell at all. At all. It's always funny to see how different we look without brows. Or different brows. You don't realize how much it changes the face. Okay. Wow. I'm incredibly impressed. Now, I'm not sure if I want to set this with powder before or after we do a bit of the color effects. I'm going to go with after. So this paint palette, you see, a lot of very bright reds, blues, and yellows, but fear not. This is going to be very subtle. A lot of these colors we naturally have in our face. And I'm going to use this brush here. It looks like a little, almost like a toothbrush, but it's a stiff little bristle brush. When I get a bit of the color onto here, I'll be able to just speckle it onto the skin. And it creates a really nice effect. So let me go ahead and activate this paint. This is the alcohol activated paint, perfect. Which is great because if you are sweating on stage, doesn't matter. This is not going to budge. So you don't have to worry about a thing. If you accidentally touch it, shouldn't smudge. I want to make sure that you're not worrying about your makeup. I want you to think about your performance. So I'm going to pour a little bit of the alcohol in here. Get it in the brush. Dip it in the color. And close your eyes. Roots is going to give a little bit of like a sunspot effect as well, since your character is aging. A little bit of that burnt orange. Thin brush. I'm going to get a speck of blue. We're going to draw in some faint veins. It's not like you'll be able to really see this from the audience per se, but overall your face will look more realistic if we add in the details. And this won't take me long. I'm trying to make it a very streamlined process because, you know, we don't have hours and hours for each person before the show. So just a couple of lines here and there. Like that. Absolutely perfect. It's really all I was going for. Yes. So good. I can't wait for you to see this. No, no, no. You will see it in a moment. We have to do your lip. I almost forgot, but I didn't. Oh my goodness. Okay, so this is a brand new palette I just got. So I'm not sure what colors. It should be nice and sheer. So it's not going to look like you're wearing lipstick, but... Oh, there we go. You know, I truly think they gatekeep. You like put the professional makeup artists on there, and it's like, you're not a professional if you can't even get a palette open. Alright. So, I'm going to just remove plastic. Very exclusive. You get to try the first colors. So here's what we have. All these lipstick colors, varying from more brown to more pink to more red. And for you, I want to try this dusty, almost like a dusty rose. It's gonna give you a little bit of color and just define your mouth. So if you could just relax your mouth, slightly open is perfect. And I'm going to brush that on. Okay. This applies very nicely. Once again, I think a lot of this will come down to, I want you to just wear this for the rest of rehearsal. Come and see me after, tell me how it went. And we'll see how much it lasted. If it lasts a decent amount of time, we can do very quick applications in between scenes. But if it doesn't last very long at all, I can find a different product. There we go. What do you think? I kind of like it. It's just sheer, but it's buildable. Just gives you exactly the color I was hoping for. It doesn't really look like you're wearing lipstick, but we need the intensity. Just up a couple. Alright, so we can remove whatever you need to remove. I have the Dermacolor camouflage system here. It came with a bunch of sort of sample size things. We have the cleansing lotion, cleansing milk, makeup remover, and moisturizer cream. So if you take a little bit of this makeup jelly remover. Yeah, see, that's picking it up right away. Good, 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 good. And we'll be able to sort of test these out at the end of rehearsal. This tiny little cleansing lotion jar, how cute. We'll see kind of what's working for us so we can have it ready for you in your dressing room. Cleansing milk, so I'm supposed to do the makeup remover. Use the cleansing milk as your face wash. We have the lotion, and of course we'll make sure you don't get dried out, and we'll use our little moisturizer cream. So we'll have to see how those work, but until then, I believe you're almost ready to go back on stage, so we'll surprise the director. We'll get the reaction about your brows. Sound good? And let me know how everything feels in a few hours, okay? You look amazing. Thank you for letting me experiment on you. I'd go break a leg. Absolutely. You are by far the most talented person in this room, I'll tell you that. All right. Get out there. You can't do that anymore because you don't have brows.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.